It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Yahoo has a new online comedy channel. This is from a parody of the movie The Hunger Games called The Hungry Games.
There's 24 of us fail. One of us is bound to eat too fast and puke all over the place.
Yahoo joins Netflix, Hulu, YouTube, other online video offerings. Those offerings freak out cable providers, because why have cable when you can get entertainment online? So 3 years ago, Comcast and Time Warner hatched a plan called TV Everywhere. Make cable TV content available online to cable customers. Sam Schechner wrote about it recently in the Wall Street Journal.
The goal essentially was to keep a new generation of people paying those cable bills. As long as you wanted to watch online video, you had to keep paying for your offline cable subscription.
So if I wanted to watch CNN or Comedy Central, History Channel, I, in theory, then would be able to watch it on all sorts of devices over the internet.
Right. That's the sell to the consumer. But the sell to the business is that if people get their video over the internet without paying for cable, that it will deprive the TV networks and the cable operators of a lot of money.
3 years later, TV Everywhere is going nowhere. It hasn't caught on, in part because the cable providers and the cable channels can't see eye to eye.
You'd take, say, Comcast. They have to get rights from the cable networks, say like FX or the Discovery Channel. They have to negotiate those rights.
Channel by channel, media company by media company.
Correct. In order to, you know, be able to beam it to your iPhone. And so everyone in theory says that they're on board with it, but then you talk to a media company like Discovery Communications, and they say this is a value to you, so we want to be paid a little bit extra.
But the cable providers don't want to lose money, so TV Everywhere doesn't happen. Jennifer Holt teaches at UC Santa Barbara and says the young people she's around get their entertainment online.
But they are still seen as kind of an aberrant group by executives who always talk about how once they get out of college, they're going to come back to the couch.
Rock and roll is just a fad, after all.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So I disagree with that. I think these are ingrained habits, and they aren't about to abandon their "I want it right now, I don't want to wait till Thursday at 8 o'clock kind of model."
The cable industry still has advantages. Money, big stars, an actual cable piped into most American homes. Still, executives are nervous.
They're afraid of people cutting their cable subscriptions and then piecing together content themselves from these different streaming platforms that are beginning to beef up their offerings.
Holt expects cable to stay huge for a long time to come, but she says one big hit show, a Sopranos, a Seinfeld, could be enough to turn the tide away from the cable and toward the internet. It's easy to procrastinate that novel you want to write. You jot down a sentence, then go get a snack, type a bit more, then see what's on TV, and it never gets done. Well, good news, help is available. Write or Die is an app for iPad, PC, or the web. Tell it how many words you want to write, in how much time, and how strict it should be. Penalties for falling behind range from gentle reminders to horns or violins or whatever this is. Ah, turn it off. After it's all over, you'll have a completed work of hastily assembled prose about how terrified you are. But you'll have something written. Good going, Herman Melville. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.